me. Ooh-wee, it's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along.
Ow. Word. Freak the pork ribs and the chicken wings. Ding-a-ling. Ram-a-lam-a ding-dong. Yo, smoke a bong. Like King Kong smashing shit in the street. Smelling peat, cause it's free, unlike me. You be begging in line for a taste of this meat. Cause your sister's a freak. Naked, bald-headed, looking for something to eat. Get your head out your ass and smell the cookie jar on this shit called the N, the P, and the motherfucking R.
And hello and welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode of Nestorius Public Radio. I am Simon Kaufman here.
Yeah.
Yo, dropping rhymes, chopping it off.
Yo.
From the top.
Yo, let me hit you up. Hey, that's my man Simon Kaufman. This is Nestor Rodriguez, a.k.a. Nestorius the Glorious, the motherfucking Jim Jammer that wakes you up in the morning, wake and bake, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yo.
And that's my man right there, Rich Cortman. What's up, baby?
Hello. What's up, everybody?
I got this shit for you, Simon. You ready?
I'm ready. Oh, yeah. I go to the store and get a dozen bagels, and then I roll around humping on some turntables. I'm just hook up the mic cables, and then I get the locks. Hanging out, I love the Seahawks. Yo.
Clock, clock!
Skid Row Studios. Yeah, you know, sometimes we get donut holes for the everybody when we have the picnic.
Clock, clock goes the cock when you gargle your breath. Be coming out because you ain't motherfucking deaf. Know what I'm saying?
Yo, you can't tell. I rock the computer with the Dell. I put the witch's spell on your shit since you never fell. Since the days of, yo, I just blaze one. Coming on the mic, Skid Row NPR, son.
The wiggity, 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 whack. Don't stop. Been back, coming back from the north side to the left, from the forward to the back. Now I'm saying, live and direct. We just bugging the fuck out.
Today's episode was brought to you by the makers of Childercare, a new magazine for toddlers.
No, I'm joking.
Childercare. Stick your finger out. Yeah. Childercare.
Yo. Back again on a Thursday night, motherfuckers. We're making upgrades. We got air conditioning in the studio tonight, it seems like.
Hey, yo, it's 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That means it's midnight in the East Coast. We're just waking your asses up, you know. We're live here in SkidRowStudios.com. We got a dope-ass show. I want to thank all the listeners that have subscribed to us on iTunes. I want to thank all of the people all over the world. I was just looking at our stats because Jeremy just let me give up. Big up, Jeremy! Big up, your Havana, Cuba-eating motherfucker,
Your statistician.
Yeah. So Jeremy hooked up this new system and shit where you can check out your stats, and I saw...
Dude, crazy stats.
Yo, I checked out, motherfuckers are from Norway, you know what I'm saying? Coming my way, you know what I mean?
We got Norway listeners?
Norway, we got India listeners. I gotta show you. We gotta have a little meeting next week. It's pretty dope. Anyway, we got a dope show today. We're gonna talk about the Donald Sterling situation. You know, I gotta tell you, I initially was not going to even deal with this shit because it's so like, come on, same bullshit, whatever, whatever. But then it dawned on me that, you know, it's not so cut and dry for me. You know what I mean? And so there are a lot of issues, right? That after reading a couple of articles and actually listening to the conversation that he and his bimbo had that was leaked out to the public, after listening to that, I started asking myself, is this guy a racist or is he just a demented bigot? Because if you listen to him, and I got a couple of interviews, I'm gonna play some.
The question is, where does racism end and demented bigotry begin?
Well,
there's a fine line, my friend.
Well, big, he's the deal. They're two different issues altogether, right? Racism is one of those words that's thrown loosely anywhere you go. Like if you have a problem with black people because you think they're threatening, then you're a racist, right? If you think all Jews are cheap, then you're a racist. That's not racism. Racism is, I don't want Jews living in my fucking apartment complex. That's racism. You know what I mean? I don't want African Americans eating at my restaurant. That's racism. You know what I mean? Having an opinion about a group of people, that's a little bigoted. You see, I mean, there's a little different. Add to the fact that this dude is 80 something years old, just on principle, right? This dude is 80 something years old and he's dating this he's paying, I don't know how many fucking hundreds of thousands of dollars to this bimbo that's 20 something years old. And I'm gonna play a clip of her and you'll see, what the fuck is this guy doing? I mean, plus he's married. And the other question I have is, why is his wife married? And then I research, which we'll get into, you know, well, we have a financial arrangement. No shit. The motherfucker's a billionaire. And if you fucking divorce him, he's going to take your fucking double plastic bubble elastic lip and throw your ass out the casket. You know what I'm saying? A trisket, a trasket, you dumbass bastard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're going to get your ass, you know, it's going to, you're going to have to work for yours, right?
You know, it's really just sickening. You know, you get these people. It's sickening. It's just so bloated. You're just such a bloated human.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your brain's just been poisoned.
It's poison. Yow. Poison. Poison.
The time was 6 o'clock on the watch.
Poison. 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 That girl is poison. I'm this, you know, in my mind. Anyway. We're just going to be bugging the fuck out all Brooklyn style, you know what I mean?
Oh, yo, the time is 9 o'clock on the Swatch Watch.
Yeah, yeah.
NPR.
Yeah. Diggity ding dong, you don't stop. Hear my song, I'm coming at ya. I'm coming to wet ya. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think one of the things going on with this Donald Sterling, and this is what I took out of a lot of the information that I studied, is when you're seeing demented.
Because you went to college for this shit.
Yo, I went, yeah.
I went to all this information that he studied. That's it.
Yeah. He's got a degree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I go to the library. I hang out. I get my Starbucks.
I just did a Simon on Simon. I waited for an opening, and I did a joke on you. All the research that you did on
all the research I did on Donald Sterling and everything, it really seems like he's demented. Like he's at the end of his life. He's senile. Because you could not be that foolish and get to where he is.
Correct.
I think he's losing his mind. Correct. He's starting to talk about the things that he really felt but never really could say.
Correct. Yeah. Here, let me tell you
absolutely.
Something.
So just getting old. When people get old, they just don't give a shit anymore. Are they just not as sharp? They don't have their wits about them to keep that shit inside, and the shit starts leaking out.
There's some truth slowly to the fact that the guy's a bigot. There's some truth. This is not the first time, right?
But he was able to recover.
Well, you know, 1999, there's an article that I read, which I don't think I sent to you guys. Excuse me, 2009. I said 2009. So basically, it goes, just evict the bitch. It was 2002 and Donald Sterling was talking to Sumner Davenport, one of his four top property supervisors, about a tenant at the Ardmore Apartments, already the largest landowner in Beverly Hills. Sterling had recently acquired the Ardmore as part of his move to extend his real estate empire eastward toward Koreatown and downtown L.A., as he did, Sterling wanted tenants that fit his image, according to testimony Davenport gave in a discrimination lawsuit brought against Sterling in 2003 by 19 tenants and the nonprofit Housing Rights Center. So, let me just find this thing here that he said. But it's the people who work for Sterling and live in his buildings who say they bear the worst of his unconventional behavior. For years, he has run that's not what I wanted to read. No, that's not.
Yo, we're going to read you what we want to read.
We want to read it.
Sometimes we don't read what we don't want to read. All right, kick it.
So when Sterling first bought the Ardmore, he remarked on its odor to Davenport. That's because all of the blacks in this building, they smell. They're not clean, he said, according to Davenport's testimony. And it's because of all of the Mexicans that just sit around and smoke and drink all day, he added. So we have to get rid of them. So we got to get them out of here. Shortly after, construction work caused serious leak in the complex. Anyway, that first comment that he goes, just get rid of the bitch, has to do with the fact that there was an elderly woman who had a leak in a shower. She was blind. And She reported it to Davenport, and Davenport told Sterling, you know, we have a problem in there, blah, blah, blah. He didn't fix the fucking thing. The shit got worse, and he just said, just evict the bitch.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's disgusting. He's a scumbag. Mm. Absolutely. This is my point. Is he a despicable human being? Absolutely. Yeah. Is he a bigot? Absolutely. You know what I mean? And is he a scumbag? Absolutely. The motherfucker bought out all these buildings, and later on he says somewhere, I only want Koreans in my buildings because they don't complain, is what he said in one of these other paragraphs on the same article. But let me see if I can get to here. I'm going to play.
Well, he likes Koreans, at least. He can move to Korea.
Yeah, yeah.
North Korea.
Well, in this Koreatown, you would think that you should have a few Koreans.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Yeah, just a few.
Keep it.
Like two or three.
Keep the namesake.
I would consider it to be Koreatown if you didn't have, you know, some Koreans.
Right, right, exactly.
And they don't complain.
Right, and they don't complain. They don't complain.
I'm moving to Koreatown.
Kichu, kichu poo, a kichu poo kichu ha.
Translation. He's not complaining.
Kichu, kichu ha. Rudo, eh, rudo zimbada. Rigado, zengurubda. Kurukujio, kiku 100. All right, that's my Korean commercial. Anyway, I'm gonna play some of this conversation. This conversation goes for about 9 minutes. I'm not gonna play the whole thing. It's on TMZ.
Hi, Mike. I'm sorry too. I wish I can change the skin. The color of my skin
doesn't. The issue. You missed the issue.
What's the issue?
The issue is we don't have to broadcast.
I'm not broadcasting anything. I don't do anything wrong.
Nobody said you did anything wrong.
I don't do anything wrong.
She goes, I don't do anything wrong. I don't do anything wrong. That alone tells you the motherfucker's demented.
This dude's weird, man.
Let me finish, because this shit is fucking bizarre.
This guy's weird.
Yeah, he's fucking out of his mind. Just watch this.
If we ever have any issues, it's because people call you and tell you things about me that are not true.
Why are you broadcasting?
I'm not broadcasting anything.
Why are you taking pictures with minorities? Why?
What's wrong with minorities? What's wrong with black people?
Nothing.
What's wrong with these families?
It's like talking to an enemy. There's nothing wrong with minorities. They're fabulous. Because you're an enemy to me.
Hold on a second.
It's like talking to an enemy.
Hold on. There's nothing wrong with minorities.
I mean,
we're going to go back.
In the guy's defense, as his defense lawyer, if we're going to just like battle this back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want a show of hands of how many guys would like it if their girlfriend was like taking an Instagram with Magic Johnson in like the sideline.
Well,
I don't think a lot of boyfriends would like think like, wow, hell, that was so cool to watch you.
I think that's
with
what
Magic Johnson.
I think that's what triggered this whole thing. And that's another part of the dialogue that we're gonna have.
I would think if my girlfriend Instagrammed a picture of her standing next to Magic Johnson, we would probably have to have a talk when she got home.
Why?
As to like,
why?
I don't know. Like, because that's Magic Johnson. Maybe he like hooked up with my girlfriend.
Well, I can see Magic Johnson without his dick.
Well, first of all, Magic Johnson, hold on. I can see if Magic Johnson
had his cock down her throat and then she Instagrammed it. I can see it's a big deal.
I would just need reassurance that at no point was Magic Johnson's cock down your throat.
But later on, as you'll probably play, let me just play
because
he doesn't even give a shit.
Right. Let me just play this because
why?
Because you don't understand.
I don't understand what?
Nothing.
That racism still is alive?
No, but there's a culture.
What culture?
People steal certain things. Hispanics steal certain things towards blacks. Blacks steal certain things towards other groups. It's been that way historically, and it will always be that way.
But it's not that way in my heart and in my mind.
But maybe you want to adjust to the world.
But why? If the world doesn't do anything for me and they don't make me happy.
You're right. I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to argue.
I can't be racist in my heart.
And that's good. I'm living in a culture, and I have to live within the culture. So that's the way it is. That's how I got it. I got the whole message. You live with your heart.
I don't You
can't be flexible. You can't.
I am flexible. I understand that that's the way you were raised and that's your culture, and I'm respectful. And
well, why do you have to disrespect them? Those are.
Who am I disrespecting?
The world before you.
Why am I disrespecting them?
What, by walking, and you perceive as either a Latina or a white girl. Why should you be walking publicly with black people? Why? Is there a benefit to you?
Is it a benefit to me? Does it matter if they're white or blue or yellow?
I guess that you don't know that. Maybe you're stupid. Maybe you don't know what people think of you. It does matter, yeah. It matters.
He's going.
Do you know that I'm mixed?
No, I don't know.
Hold on a second. I got to pause right there. Yo, the bitch is a bimbo. She's got bubble plastic, double elastic lips. She's half black.
And maybe she is stupid.
She's retarded. That's not stupid, dude. She's a fucking mongoloid, without a doubt. All right? She's that, a fuck.
That banging that you hear.
Yeah, what is it?
That's the sound of the new 24-year-old whore, gold digger, that's banging on his door trying to get in while he's on the phone.
Is that right?
No.
Okay.
No, you know what that is? You're on TMZ?
Yeah.
That's the TZM. Dun, dun, dun.
Right, right.
That's their audio watermark.
Right, right. Got it. I got it.
So,
I got it. It's all right. So just bear with that watermark. It's a couple, maybe one more minute. I just want to hear the good part.
You said, yes, I understand you. I mean, you change from day to day. Wow. So painful, wow.
People call you and tell you that I have black people on my Instagram, and it bothers you.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot that you want to broadcast that you're associating with black people. Do you have to?
You associate with black people.
I'm not you, and you're not me.
She says, you associate with black people. The motherfucker owns about 500 black guys. This is so fucking, you follow what I'm saying? It's retarded. This is, by the way, the conversation is 9 minutes. I'm just going to play another minute or two. And then
you're supposed to be a delicate white or a delicate Latina girl.
You're supposed to be a delicate white or delicate
girl.
Latina girl, he said.
And you're in love with me. And I'm black and Mexican, whether you like it or not, okay. Whether the world accepts it or not. And you're asking me to remove something that's part of me and in my bloodstream because the world thinks different of me and you're afraid of what they're going to think because of your upbringing? You want me to have hate towards black people?
I don't want you to have hate. That's what people do. They turn things around. I want you to love them privately. In your whole life, every day you can be with them. Every single day of your life.
But they're not in public?
But why publicize it on the Instagram and why bring it to my games?
Why bring the black people to the games?
Why bring the black people to the games?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was about 4 minutes or so? What's your assessment, Simon? You listened to this, right, before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have. Yeah. I listened to it the morning it came out.
Right.
Well, I mean, my assessment is that, for starters, those are beliefs of a different era.
What are beliefs of a different era?
The beliefs that he said, that you color sticks with its own color.
Like a culture.
Culture sticks with its own culture. You don't blend cultures. That is a predominant thought in the schools and the schoolings and the adults that raised him and the culture he was raised in. That's what it was. I mean, if you think of New York back in the day, you had your Italian neighborhoods, your Irish neighborhoods.
That's a good point. And you know what? That right there is a clear enough point to even argue that he's a little demented. Because it's one thing to know that that's how you were brought up. And it's another thing to know that you're not living in those times. You're living in these times. The guy's a billionaire. Right?
But the times pass everyone at some point, you know? It's like, I think he's getting senile. I think he's losing
it. That's what I'm saying.
I think he's losing it a little bit.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a billionaire. Maybe people don't want to tell him. Maybe he doesn't listen. But I think, you know, also with the Anderson Cooper interview, which we'll get to later.
I want to play that one.
He just says some crazy things that I think he's getting a little senile. But at the same time, the people he hangs out with, that are his age feel that way. Meaning, like, one of the problems with, like, kids these days
is they cannot understand another idea. Like, they, you have to be able to understand the opposite side to be able to have a side. You know, if you can't see two sides to an argument or different ways of thinking, and then you're just a moron. You need to be able to see both sides to have a side. That's my opinion.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Very. Absolutely.
Bringing it.
Very zen.
Rich, comments? What do you think?
I agree with everything that he said, but and I want to add, it's interesting that he says, you know, he's so concerned about, he doesn't, I don't, he says to her, you know, that he doesn't care what she does, who she hangs out with, and all of that. His main point, his main concern and focus on that whole thing was her publicizing that a girl that he's hanging out with is hanging out with, you know, like, you know, black people, or, you know, and bring them the game and all that stuff. And then he's saying, oh, and the people are calling me, or they're telling me and all that, which means to me, he's just kind of the tip of the iceberg. There's just other people that haven't been caught in his circles, the people that he's dealing with, because there's people, I'm sure, calling him up. Oh, yeah, I saw your girl hanging out with, you know. Like, it's not just him. He's not the only racist in the bunch. Like Simon was saying, him and his peers all kind of came up through the same, you know, the same school of thought. And a lot of that, it doesn't necessarily leave. In fact, I think they probably go back to it as they get older. You know, they go back to their roots or whatever. But I think he's just kind of the tip of the iceberg. And I think he was feeling pressured, a little peer pressure, or, you know, that this young chick that he was hanging out with, you know, was hanging out with other people of the ethnicity, and that's what he was freaking out about.
Yeah,
because,
I mean,
why would he be so upset about her, you know, throwing an Instagram up with, you know, with...
I think that in his mind, he basically took her taking a photo with Magic Johnson as a diss to him, because Magic Johnson is a Lakers champion.
Is a Laker rival.
He is so fucked up in his mind that he doesn't know the difference.
But he said black people specifically.
It's not even that.
I know he said black people. I got what you're saying.
You know.
His mind is all fucking twisted. This is what
I'm
getting.
Dude, yeah. Listen, dude, look at the situation.
Yeah.
Who is she? She is a kept woman. She is a hot little ass.
She's not even hot, dude.
Listen, just listen.
She's hot from the neck down.
Oh, yeah. She's hot from the neck down, dude.
She's hot.
So if you stand underneath and look up, it's hot all the way up till you get to the top. So check it out. Now, listen, dude. Listen to think of what's going on.
You know what?
What's the role of a piece of ass that's kept away on the side? Stay out of the public eye.
Yeah.
Well, that's his job.
Stay out of the public eye.
If you're a 70-year-old guy or 80-year-old guy, and you're paying some girl's apartment, you're paying her Tiffany's bill, you're paying her Nordstrom's card.
Nordstrom card?
He gave her a title.
He also gave her a title
as the archivist for the Clippers.
Right.
Which is
an assistant.
Trying to mask
that.
Which is hysterical. Like people won't know that.
They all do that. But you have one role. And one thing you have to do, stay out of the public eye. That's what he's trying to really say.
That's a good point.
I'm paying your apartment. I have a wife. I don't need you at my games.
His wife knows. His wife is a paid mistress, if you want to call her that. She in another article, she wants to divorce him 10 years ago. But guess what? You divorced him 10 years ago, and guess what? You shit out of luck, like I said earlier, and then you got to learn how to suck a cock for a living. You know what I mean? But, I mean, it's complicated. These people have complicated lives. It's not that simple.
Man.
You know what I mean? Dude owns how many fucking... He owns more buildings in Beverly Hills that run down Wilshire all the way to Koreatown and very close to, if not, into downtown LA. That's a lot of fucking area. You know what I mean? The Ardmore? That's a huge building, man.
Yeah, he I don't know. I lost my train of thought. Go, sorry.
Let me play this clip of his with Anderson Cooper, so you can get a full scope of how mentally challenged this guy is, or how, I shouldn't say mentally challenged, but how his mental facilities are kind of non-existent.
Listen to that tape. I don't even know how I could say words like that. And I'm so sorry.
Donald Sterling sat down with CNN's Anderson Cooper for the first interview since the NBA audio tape scandal.
I don't know why that's happening. Let me do that again. because I played it, and then it's almost like a backflash. I'm sorry. So basically, he almost turns into like a little boy. Do you know what I'm saying? He turns into like a little boy. Hold on. Let me set this up.
He's not even arguing with her that well. You know, for owning all that property and being such a huge businessman in Los Angeles and you know, owning the Clippers and all that. Like, this guy in a boardroom, I don't know. I mean, maybe he changes when there's money on the table.
Well, she's probably pretty manipulative as well to be able to get in his head, and she probably realizes he's senile. You know, like, there's some smart women out there, you know what I'm saying, to see a billionaire. I mean, the type of women that are going after billionaires usually are trying to compete, and they have a competitive nature to get out there, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think also...
They didn't just glance across the room at Starbucks one day and meet eyes, and it was love ever hence after.
Maybe she was a tenant, and he was going to kick her out.
Let's start this again. Hold
she
on.
Said, I'll bring suck
it back.
Dick.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
What happened was, I'm playing the clip, and then it's a news clip, and it cuts to... Let me see.
To that tape, I don't even know how I could say words like that. And I'm so sorry.
Donald Sterling sat down with CNN's Anderson Cooper for the first interview since the NBA audio tape scandal broke. He said he respects his players and regrets putting a cloud over their heads during the team's playoff run. He also suggested he won't wage a legal fight if the NBA forces him to sell the team. And he claimed he was baited into making the inflammatory remarks.
You're saying you were set up?
Well, yes, I was baited. I mean, it's not the way I talk. I don't talk about people, for one thing, ever. I talk
Except
about
for
ideas
this one time.
And other things.
The 80-year-old said he acted foolishly while talking with V. Stiviano, a woman 51 years younger than him, who he thought liked him. In the audio tapes, he asked her not to bring African-Americans to games or to post pictures like this one of her with Hall of Famer Magic Johnson. Sterling told Cooper he's since spoken to Johnson twice as to whether he apologized.
I said anything wrong. I'm sorry. He's a good person, and he... What am I going to say? Has he done everything he can do to help minorities? I don't think so.
Ricardo Brooks has closely followed the controversy and questions the sincerity of the apology.
Why did he wait so long? Secondly, his apology seemed to be full of qualifications.
Meanwhile, Sterling's estranged wife, Shelley, is speaking out herself to ABC's Barbara Walters. But unlike Donald, she says she'll act to hold on to what she considers her 50% ownership of the team.
Well, there are reports that the NBA wants to oust you.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. I have the Anderson Cooper interview, and I don't know what the fuck happened with that clip. So I'm going to have to hit you back on that.
But he says something interesting about Magic Johnson, too, where he says, what did Magic Johnson really do for the inner city community?
He's just flipping it around. He's just trying to take the focus off of the real issue, which is, you know, it's like, well, you know, I said this about him, you know, but what has he really done for minorities? It's not, but that's not the issue. The issue is what he said.
But I think he did make a good point in that Magic Johnson is, like, known for sleeping with women everywhere.
Here it is. I got it. No, continue.
Yeah, but I mean...
Well, no, but hold on. He's known for sleeping women everywhere.
Right. That's what he says.
Why do we idolize these people?
That's what he says.
Why is that someone we idolize as some great person?
I was playing the wrong clip.
For youth.
This is the Anderson
topic,
Cooper.
Though, you know.
This is the Anderson
Cooper. I thought
that
was interesting, though.
Yeah.
This is genius.
Waiting and I'm waiting. What you're saying is Magic Johnson called you up or you called him up?
I don't know his phone number.
He called you up when the tape broke.
I don't call anybody.
He called
I'm
you
up. Loyal to you.
He called you up when the tape came out, and he told you not to say anything?
Yeah.
Why did he say don't say anything?
He just said, wait, be patient, I'll help you, we'll work it out.
Why do you think he said that?
I think he wanted me to just do nothing so he could buy the team. He thought maybe the whole thing would be resolved in 2 weeks. Well, what has he done? Can you tell me? Big Magic Johnson, what has he done?
Well, he's a business person. He's
got AIDS. Did he do any business? Did he help anybody in South L.A.?
Well, I think he has HIV. He doesn't actually have full-blown AIDS. But...
Well, what kind of a guy goes to every city, has sex with every girl, then he catches HIV? And is that someone we want to respect and tell our kids about? I think he should be ashamed of himself. I think he should go into the background. But what does he do for the black people? Doesn't do anything. You call up and say, Well,
he's opened a lot of businesses in inner city neighborhoods.
The Jewish people have a company, and it's for people who want to borrow money and no interest. They want to give them a fishing pole. We want to help people. If they don't have the money, we'll loan it to you. You don't have interest, one day you'll pay us back. So I'm just telling you.
Wait a minute. Do you know about this Jewish company that loans people
money?
Yes,
the Hebrew Free Loan Society.
But do you have to be a Hebrew to borrow the money?
I don't know.
Because I mean, I want to know what the number is, man.
Well, but
he just said that the
this.
Jewish people a company that they give fucking free loans out and a fishing pole. You have that number? Because I need money.
I need a fishing pole.
You're fucking Jewish. And I don't know too many Jewish people.
I mean, you have to pay the loan back just with no interest.
Yeah, I'll pay the loan back. I just want to have the loan first. I have the loan first.
What he's saying is this. If he really wants, if an African American really wants to help the African American community,
right?
Okay, great. You go into underdeveloped areas and you develop them. You put in bowling alleys and movie theaters.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, you're profiting off that.
Yes.
Okay. Let's be honest.
Yes.
Okay, you're creating some jobs. Okay, great.
Can I tell you something?
What he's saying is different. What he's saying is different. If the Oprah Winfrey's and the Magic Johnsons really want to help the Black community. He's making
Oprah
a brilliant
Winfrey,
point.
Oprah Winfrey does that. You can't put her in the same boat as him.
Don't go into the community and set up businesses. Go into the community and help them set up their own businesses.
Right.
That
scholarships
was his point.
And teach them how to do something. No,
scholarships, give them money to start businesses.
Hold on a second. This fucking guy, he's talking about Magic Johnson again, which kind of makes me think.
He kind of has a complex, it seems like.
Well, initially, this is what I was saying earlier. I don't think he meant to say, I mean, in the back of his mind, he's got a compartment that says Black people, and then Magic Johnson triggered that, right?
Yeah, I think he hates Magic. I think his racism was like started with like a hatred for Magic Johnson.
That's what I said earlier. That's what I said earlier.
Yeah, but then if you think about the court proceedings before, you know, in 2009, what you read about that. So that, I mean, but they see that didn't explode that much because that's just court. Nobody watched, you know,
well,
nobody
it's just
gives a
couple
a
of
shit.
Tenants and whatever.
But this is
NBA.
Like, this is NBA. A lot of people pay attention to that. Also, there's an audio tape. There's like, you got a smoking gun.
But
he said, she said in a courtroom.
Right.
That doesn't have as much weight.
Right.
So that's.
But the thing that gets me is that Magic Johnson has nothing to do with this accusations against
exactly.
him.
Exactly. He's just
nothing.
Turning the focus
whether,
off of
whether
him.
Whether Michael Jordan goes to 800 countries and sucks the ass out of 5,000 virgins a day and gets the HIV, that's his fucking business.
Dude, it's hilarious. It's as if, like, he has this underlying anger for Magic Johnson his whole life.
And Magic Johnson represents all black people.
Way back when. Yeah.
Magic Johnson is the spokesperson for all Black people. Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. So,
but that does happen. I mean, that does happen.
I'm telling you, he's got dementia, dude. I'm telling you. This is what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm trying to say.
I really didn't think the tape apologized. I felt
it. He sounds like a 12-year-old, the principal's office.
And what has Magic Johnson done? He hasn't done anything for the blacks. What has he done for the blacks?
Why are you mad at me? He was knees mean.
Right. Let me finish. This is a couple.
But he's
more.
Right, though, man.
I mean,
you got to flood money into the community in the hands of the people that want to start businesses.
You don't got to do shit. That's the biggest problem that American society has. That if you're, for instance, a Latino comic, you need to help all Latino comics. If you're a Black superstar, you need to help all Black peoples. Let me tell you something. This is a capitalistic society. If you, Simon Kaufman, make it, it's not your fucking responsibility to help all the Jewish kids that lived in Seattle.
Not everyone feels that way.
I agree with what you just said.
Hold on.
Not all cultures feel that way.
If you want to, right, Simon? That's an honorable thing. If you want to do that, Simon, if as a Puerto Rican I want to go back to New York and school all the fucking spics that live in the projects and tell them you don't have to urinate in the fucking elevators, if I want to do that after I'm a millionaire, that's an honorable thing to do. But why should it be that I have to do that? And if I don't do it, I'm looked as a scumbag.
Dude, cultures, listen, old school cultures.
Yeah.
That traded back in the spice trade,
right?
View it differently.
I know.
So, for instance, people back there's a difference in like,
dude,
in how you view
things. Did he trade in the spice trade?
Dude, listen. I understand what you're saying.
Jews, Chinese, Indians,
the Jews and the
Persians,
Asians, yeah,
Armenians,
they come and they help each
cultures,
other out. Yeah.
All those all throughout Asia, ancient trading cultures that did business and traded with each other. They view commerce different. They view negotiations different. They they order in restaurants different.
They
know what I'm saying?
They want to support their own businesses.
Listen, Jews and Persians and Armenians and Koreans have been trading silks for rugs and camel furs for thousands of years. Yeah. Whereas Europeans didn't. You hold up in castles and had farms and you know what I mean? It wasn't as much.
They took
you didn't trade with other cultures.
Right.
So basically my point is that when you have the Asian cultures, they look out for each other.
What's your point?
Greeks look out for Greeks. Italians look out for Greeks.
What's your point, y'all?
But if you do that on your own dime and it's on your own fruition, you want to do that, you can't point fingers at other people that don't want to do it.
That don't do it, right.
You can't sit in the tower and point your finger down.
That's just my argument on that. I completely and wholeheartedly see and I know that's how it was done. And that's how it's done still today in a lot of cultures, even in America. You know what I mean? Fucking Chinese people come to America from wherever. They're not going to go and live in fucking Spanish Harlem. They're going to try to live in a neighborhood where they can get their own goods, Chinatown. It's not rocket science. You know what I mean? But like Rich said, you don't have to be castrated because because you don't go out and help people. It's a fucked up way of thinking. Let me finish another minute or so of this.
There's no African American. Never mind. I'm sorry.
No, I went down a wrong road there.
I wanted to apologize also to my partners. I have 29 partners in a league that's a wonderful league. I respect them, and I love every owner. Every owner knows me. I love the commissioner. I'm sure that it's terribly difficult for him to impose severe punishment because he knows me so well. But here he is trying his best. The league actually believes in doing everything in their power to eliminate it, you know, racism. And here he's sitting there behind his desk, I guess, and this explosion comes on his desk, and I feel bad that I caused it.
The players
do?
The league has been good to me all these years. They don't want to work for you.
What's that?
The player is on your team.
Well, let me just say that I apologize to the league. People want me to hire a wall of lawyers and them to hire a wall of lawyers and to go to war. I don't think that's the answer.
So what are you going to do?
I think the answer is the league is a good league, all honest people. And I think that whatever they decide that has to be done, I think I should work with them and do it.
You know what? I think the answer is he should go to Nairobi. He should get 5,000 black African like tribesmen, right? Bring them to America. Train them in the art of basketball in East Harlem. Start his own new fucking NBA team. Have them play against the Clippers, right?
Close, but you missed the goal. He needs to go to Nairobi.
Right.
He needs to grab 500 tribesmen, the biggest, tallest he can find. He needs to keep them in Nairobi.
Keep them in Nairobi.
Divide, spread it like the sheep versus the goats versus the hill clans.
Okay.
And call them the Nairobi Basketball Association or the NBA.
Right. Oh, so I was close. Okay, I was close. That's why you're on the show, Simon. Okay, the Nairobi Basketball Association.
The NBA. The Nairobi Basketball Association.
Got it. You're with me.
And you start holding clinics.
Got it.
Pretty soon you have mascots of a yak who jumps and dunks and shoots things out of a cannon.
A fucking coconut-encrusted voodoo doll and shit.
Yes.
And have him bring him to America and beat the fuck out of the Clippers.
Yeah.
And then he can be like, how you like me now?
The northern Nairobi wombats.
Oh, shit.
That's it.
Oh, that's fucking crazy shit right there.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. But that's how you got to do it. I mean, you have to.
I want to go where the world is going. I feel like America is where the world was. I want to find the spot. Where's the next place? Where's the world going? You know what I mean?
China. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh my God, that was good. That was bravo. I like the way you took. That was almost like a basketball game, actually. If you wanna,
hello and welcome to the NBA, Nairobi Basketball Association. We are broadcasting live from the hangar at.
I'm telling you now, we're going to take the basketball. We're going to kick your ass, America. We're going to kick your ass, America. I am telling you now, we go bounce, bounce, bounce. We go all over the place. I'm telling you, Africa, Africa forever.
Yeah. You ever notice how every post-game interview is the same?
Yeah, so tell us what happened there in the second half.
Well, you know, we wanted to come out here in the second half and establish ourselves. And we just kept playing our game, you know, keep shooting. Coach told us in the half to keep shooting, so we just kept shooting.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's the same thing.
We just kept missing.
Yo, we just got to play our game, you know? We just had to come out and establish ourselves and play our game and just keep shooting, because that's what we do, because we shoot.
So.
Well, I mean, it's a game. What the fuck else is supposed to do?
I know, but, like, it's the same interview after every game.
Coach told us to come out wearing a skirt.
Yo, we just wanted to come out and play our game.
And fucking spandex and shit. But, you know, we decided to just come out and shoot.
So, back to Mr. Sterling. So, after listening to that second, you know, interview with Anderson Cooper, I mean, come on, you got to admit that it's pretty clear that the dude is not all there.
Sometimes I like my rice milk on my Chex Mix.
Look, the fuck, bro.
Look.
Sometimes I like to finger my Cheerios.
Sometimes I think of Magic Johnson alone.
That's what it is.
He needs to save any more face.
So what now?
To save what he needs to do is just disappear. He's got billions of dollars.
Disappear.
He owns, just fucking step off the, he's got what, like 2-3 more years to live, maybe, you know, like without a wheelchair, without an oxygen fucking mask, you know,
shit. But then here's the problem. Here's the other problem.
So
now his wife, Rochelle Sterling.
But Shelley.
Shelley.
She was waiting to pounce.
New Rochelle.
Well,
New Rochelle from Shelley Sterling.
Yo, I guarantee I'll take your hoe when I'm rocking on the mic and it's stereo. I rock the mic, you don't stop, you know. I guarantee to take all your blow. Anyway, so she also reiterated her desire to keep her stake of the team. Apparently, she owns 50%, so she's saying, right? Saying that I've been with the team for 33 years through the good times and the bad times. And that is her passion and legacy to my family, she said to Walters. Barbara Walters, she had an interview with her. To be honest with you, I'm wondering if a wife of one of the owners, and there's 30 owners, did something like that. Said those racial slurs, would they oust the husband or would they leave the husband in? Shelley Sterling claims to be shocked by what he said. Apparently, she also said that she's filing for divorce. She's also suing his bimbo mistress for allegations that
This is the problem, dude. Everyone's got a lawyer. Everyone's suing everyone, countersuing. This is why we need a new reality show, Gladiators of the Rich and Famous. When families fall, we pit it out in the...
Hold on, ready?
Next on Gladiators of the Rich and Famous.
Gladiators, tonight at 7.
MC Hammer would like to save his estate. Could he go up against Shelley Sterling?
Against Luke Campbell.
Yeah. When Luke Campbell competes against Shelley Sterling in the pie-baking competition, who will win the prizes in Gladiator of the Rich and Famous Food Channel Edition?
Three Puerto Ricans, one black man. None of them have a knife. They have G-strings and a watermelon. Who's going to win the battle? Stay tuned tonight on Gladiators of the Rich and Famous. Unfucking believable, dude. But okay, so you know, we presented some of the facts there. We have some of our opinions thrown in there. You know, so my whole problem with this whole thing is when does someone's private conversations, right? When does someone's private business become no longer private and public information? Like, isn't there, like, you know, a the constitutional right that, I mean, this guy didn't go out publicly in an NBA game and say that. This was a conversation he was having with his bimbo in the privacy of his own home.
Yeah, and, well, here's another thing. I thought that recording phone conversations was very illegal.
Well, that's the Fourth Amendment.
And so who the fuck is recording
that? That wasn't a phone conversation. That was a fucking actual conversation that they were having in person.
No, anything recorded without your consent is illegal.
Anything recorded without your consent is illegal.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So,
but I'm saying this conversation.
Why is it a different state to state? Is it different state?
No.
Put it this way.
The country.
Put it this way. In California, you cannot videotape somebody without their consent. So in other words, you can't entrap somebody with a hidden camera and then, you know, get them in kind of trouble. It's illegal.
You're the government.
Unless you're the government. You can get sued by gladiators of the rich and famous. But go ahead, Rich. Continue with your thought there. I was digging it. Were you done with it?
Refresh me on the...
That's it!
You were talking about you thought it was illegal.
Oh, I was just curious about that. I mean, nobody's bringing up the legality of a conversation being recorded in private in secrecy.
This is what I'm trying to say.
So that goes in along in the lines of with you know, when you're having a private conversation with your bimbo, you know, when does that become public? You know, when it becomes public, it becomes public when they release it. But what needs to happen is, you know, these people who are leaking all this shit, all this private stuff, these recorded conversations, these videos and stuff, you just never hear of these people going to jail for it, you know?
Well, that's TMZ. Somebody gives it to CMC for
TMZ didn't record it. They just
TMZ should be held liable at some point.
Yes,
they're disgusting.
That's what I'm saying.
They're disgusting.
They're distributing illegal material.
They're
blackmailers. Their whole job is to smear people.
No, what they did was somebody knows that they can sell this to TMZ, right? Mm-hmm. So they sell it to TMZ for an undisclosed amount of money, maybe a crack vial or something, right? Right. And so TMZ has it now. But I'm with you, Simon. TMZ should be liable for this.
It's not news. It's just smearing people through the money.
It's destroying people's lives.
It's disgraceful.
Right. Because now
the people don't have a right to know.
The legalities seem to fall through the cracks. You know, everybody forgets about, you know.
TMZ has their own lawyers. Who knows what the legality is?
The legal issue of that girl recording the conversation, and she probably recorded that conversation because she's had that conversation before.
The very first thing he says is, I don't want to argue. And then she baits him. But right. Honey,
right?
Honey,
yeah. She goes,
I like sucky, sucky you.
She goes, I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry too, Rich. You'll play him. Go ahead, you play him because you do it well.
I'm sorry too.
But why do you come to me every time when I don't do nothing?
Well, maybe as long as we do that and I don't care what the hell you do, just don't hang out with the black people.
But why? Why? The racism, I'm half black and half Mexican.
I know, I love you, you love me, but I'm not racist, but just don't hang out with the black people, but I'm not racist.
But I don't care what the world thinks, they don't do nothing for me.
I don't care what the world thinks either, just don't let the world see you with black people. I love you.
I don't know, because this don't seem right to me. I know you come from old-fashioned way of thinking, but I don't like... we dead ended.
I think we
dead ended in the improv. That's called, like, you just pigeonhole the improv into a fucking corner, into a street corner.
Somebody just left the stage.
Anyway, all right. So all right. Well,
no, but they, you know. So, she baited him. She should go to jail too for doing that shit, because that's breaking.
Well, his wife is suing her, and
it's a triangle of doom.
I was just perplexed by the whole thing, and I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm like, come on, dude, that was nobody's fucking business. It's just nobody's business. You know what I mean? If he fired all the black players on his team and say, I don't want black people fucking playing basketball for me, then that's an alarm.
Then they wouldn't be in
then
the playoffs.
Then there's a problem.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? But everything else. Anyway, I just want a couple of stupid little things. Alec Baldwin, all right? Alec Baldwin in New York. Imagine this shit, Simon. In New York, he's riding his bicycle against traffic. Now, anybody who was born in New York knows that. What's the big fucking deal? He's riding his bicycle against traffic. Not in the middle of traffic, but on the side, right? Police arrest him, right? They say, you're riding against traffic. Get off your bicycle, right? They handcuff him. They handcuff him because he didn't have identification on himself. Could you imagine this shit? They handcuff him, and then he's like, just give me a fucking ticket already. You read about this shit?
So we, you know, people have to have identification on them all the time. It's is that the law?
That's the law generally in every state. Again, Simon, it's state to state. But in New York City, if you get caught without identification, I know in California, if a police officer stops you for whatever reason, let's say jaywalking, you don't have an ID on you.
Right.
He can take you in. Yes. Hmm. He can book you in.
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting, but it's a law. It's a fucking
law. It's retarded law.
Well, no. That's not a retarded law. It has a lot to do with many things. If you break the law in other areas, how are they gonna identify you? That's one way. Right? I mean, you die in the middle of the street. You have no ID. How is the law gonna proceed? Who are they gonna call? How are they gonna identify you? What do they gotta do? They gotta take dental records. They gotta go 18 different fucking steps. So there. I mean, those are just two examples.
There's other states that say you cannot walk around with a mask on either. You're not allowed to.
Well, there's all sorts of fucking retarded arcade laws.
You have to be able to be. Yeah,
you can't just fuck pigeons on Tuesdays in Minnesota.
You can't
really?
Fuck
that's
pigeons.
That's probably a true thing in Minnesota. On Tuesdays, that specific.
So anyway, that kind of fucking got me pissed off, man. Because it's like, dude, I know Alec Baldwin could be a dickhead at times, but it's just like, you know, you want to give him a ticket, you're gonna take him to fucking to the precinct, drive him to his house, get him his ID, and give him a ticket. They fucking cold handcuffed him
for riding on the wrong side of the road on his bicycle.
I will show you the picture. It's ridiculous.
It's against the law. You get a ticket and then you move the fuck on. You know,
right?
Are there not?
But check this out. Check this out.
Bigger things to worry about.
Check this out. This is gonna be the last retarded thing to happen. An Italian factory, right, makes bad mozzarella and 13 people get arrested in Italy. Check this out.
They take their shit serious.
Serious
man.
Shit,
they
no
ain't
joke.
Fucking around.
Police in Italy have shut down a mozzarella factory and arrested 13 people after finding that prized local buffalo milk was being cut with cheaper imported cow milk.
Nice.
Let me tell you something, okay, Papi? You cutting my cocaine with less inferior lactose, okay? You cannot be bringing me less inferior cocaine to my fucking factory, okay?
That all is right? Their cocaine,
let
too,
me tell right? you something, okay? My cocaine, I like to eat it with tomatoes and some basil, okay? You come to my fucking house and you try to sell me inferior cocaine, I will fucking shoot you and I will fucking shoot your mother too, okay?
In my house!
You cocksucker! You cocksucker!
Yeah, there's one thing on here that I had to double take the other day. The Casey Kasem.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know he was. I thought he died personally.
No, he
not
went
to be
missing,
a dick, but
we only have.
I know.
So wrap
but,
it up. Yeah.
But I just it was just astounded me that like he went missing.
He went missing.
He's old. Like,
yeah.
How did he go missing? Did he just leave?
That's another story we can pick up tomorrow. He was sick, and I think his wife.
Yeah.
Took him
they just
out
didn't
of,
know where he was.
No, his wife took him out of the medical place where he was in L.A. to Washington because he's about to die.
Yeah.
And he's got three daughters, and they're probably gonna want to have him sign the fucking will before he dies.
Right.
And so there's a lot of that bullshit going on. So, but I think that's what happened. So he was missing for a couple of days. Hello, I'm Casey. Do the Casey Kasem voice. I can't do it.
Hello, I'm Casey Kasem. Next on Top 40.
Next time on Top 40. Anyway, so we got 30 seconds. I want to say thank you so much for tuning into Nestorius Public Radio. Tell all your peeps to check us out on iTunes, subscribe. And if you don't subscribe, man, just check out the shows. There's some dope-ass fucking shows. Tell your friends, NestoriusPublicRadio.com, and you can go to Facebook.com/NestoriusPublicRadio. Check out the show. Tell your people, you know what I mean? Come to Skid Row Studios. Check out the rest of the shows.
It's me. Ooh-wee. It's me. Ooh-wee. It's me. Ooh-wee. It's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit. So y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along.